Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, May 11th. We found out during the show today, Storm, that editing your selfie is actually make it look like you're doing something good, but in reality, it's sabotaging your self-esteem.
That is interesting because I think people are trying to build their self-esteem by taking a whole bunch of selfies. I don't know what the ratio was. It's like 20 selfies to the one that gets published because you want to make sure your filter's right, the light's right, your expression's right.
Right.
You're looking at the camera. But apparently, if you're editing all the stuff and going through it and you're still not satisfied with a picture, now you're doing mental damage to yourself.
Well, now, yeah, you look at this perfect picture of yourself, and then you look at yourself in the mirror and realize, well, that's not me. Yeah. What the heck happened? So it's really kind of you're sabotaging the whole reason you're doing this. So they really recommend just leave the filter off unless it's one of those little, you know, puppy nose and ear things. But other than that, don't mess with it.
Yeah, with your tongue sticking out, that one right there.
Yeah.
You know, but what, the older you get, the more you realize that your entire life you're worried about what other people think about you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize people aren't thinking about you, okay? So just get off that horse. Don't worry about it.
And then, and it's very hard. It's kind of one of these things that, you know, if you could go back and tell your younger self something, what would it be? Mine would be not to put so much into it. I mean, I don't really care anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we never should have. It's just that we think everybody's looking at us, and guess what? They're not.
They're taking
selfies.
Exactly. We've also found out in the show, asparagus prices have gone through the roof, going for as much as...
I love the headline. Chris writes the headline, "Have you seen the price of asparagus lately?" That's exactly how you'd say it.
Like, it really is.
Who knew asparagus has just gone through the roof, literally?
Yeah, they're saying prices as much as $6.38 a pound for asparagus, which should never be that high.
That's a lot of money, man. That's a lot. That's like steak prices, you know?
Yeah.
Or hamburger, at least.
What's happened is that most of the asparagus we consume here in the U.S. is grown in Mexico and Peru, and, of course, the pandemic has caused problems with no traveling and what have you. So that's kind of left
But asparagus is really easy to shove through that wall, though, because it's small.
It goes right through the holes.
Yeah, because somebody on the other side can grab it. You know, it's very forgiving.
So it's kind of left the small fleet of American farmers who make asparagus. Their products now become in very much high in demand. They're kind of cashing in. Good for them.
Yeah.
They say that for 28 pounds of asparagus, they're getting more than $60 compared to around $40 is what they made, this time last year. But the problem is that it's costing us a little bit more. They also say that once the lockdowns start easing up a little bit, the prices on the asparagus should start to go down. Because, you know, a lot of times I saw on the news of farmers taking produce and dumping it in the field because they couldn't sell it.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh, man, it's heartbreaking. And, you know, the one thing, asparagus makes your pee smell funny.
It does.
We
found that a lot of the high school graduations, poor seniors, they're just not going to be able to have quite the senior year they've wanted. Although it is funny that they have the greatest senior prank or ditch day of all time of being out of school for the entire year.
Senior ditch day, the longest one, right, in history.
But the sad part of the matter is that they're not going to be able to walk and get their diploma like they normally would in a normal year, which is leading a lot of schools to kind of do an alternative plan. I know that pretty much all the schools are going ahead with their commencement ceremonies, but they're going to be, you know, people are going to be 6 feet apart. You're not going to be able to shake hands. You're not going to be able to take group photos. Mm-hmm. There's no live music.
Yeah, I understand in Marion County, the student gets 2 guest tickets.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. It kind of leaves a lackluster ending to a wonderful school career. So here's how we can help out. They say a lot of times with the pictures, because that's where you're going to remember this stuff, is you still take a lot of great pictures. Go drive by the high school with your cap and gown. The school's closed, but you can still take some pictures, right? lump.
Yeah, with the sign out there. Yeah, and I understand the caps and gowns have already been mailed out or also been made available to people. So,
yeah.
And decorate your house.
Yeah.
Do something about that. You know, make a big deal out of it. Get some streamers. And, I mean, you've got nothing else to do. Might as well decorate the house for graduation and make it a big deal. Maybe do those drive-bys.
Well, that was...
You've seen that drive-by birthday parties?
Yeah, that's kind of the cool thing you can do is just call up some friends and have them go by. Because I know a lot of the schools have made, like, yard signs. And have put it into the senior graduating class's yard.
Oh, cool. So you can put, seniors graduating from Marion High School here. Okay.
So you can kind of at least acknowledge and maybe do a toot of the horn when you go by for them.
Yeah, why not?
I have just gone off the road with my my workouts and my exercise, and it's now because now I'm having to wear expandable pants. now with like hair salons and nail salons and some businesses opening to 25% capacity, gyms are still not on that list, and it may be some
time. Have you gotten on a scale lately?
I refuse to. I just
you know, it's like I'm hunkered. I'm over here at the beach, and I'll be going home pretty soon. But I'll have to get on the scale. But I have avoided a scale for the last month and. Well, I don't know, Chris.
It's just like the selfie thing. I already know it's going to be up there. I don't want to sabotage myself, and I'll get on the scale when I start working out. That'll be my motivation. But here's...
Oh, okay. Maybe that's a better idea than just jumping on and getting the bad news.
Yeah, I think so, at least for me. They found... here are some of the best workout apps if you just want to get back into the swing of things. There's a couple things that you need to be aware of, mainly because there's thousands of these apps, and some of them are good, some of them are bad. And this was a list that asked two very important questions, is what kind of exercises do you want to do? Are you interested in strength training? Is yoga your thing? Is it cardio? Is it strength training? You'll also need to find out what your goals are. Is it to maintain weight? Is it to, I don't know, get up without your back hurting or whatever it is?
Right.
Those are important things. So if weight loss is your goal, they say the Beachbody app is probably one of the best.
It's a great name, Beachbody. Yeah. Okay.
More than 40 workout plans, thousands of individual workouts, and with meal plans, it really is a great way to help you lose weight. If you're looking for the benefits of a personal trainer, Find Your Trainer is a great app because it will match you up with virtual trainers locally or nationwide that can help you out. That runs at about $30 a month. For yoga, it's Bulldog Yoga Online.
Bulldog Yoga. Okay.
Yeah, which teaches this ancient Indian techniques in layman's terms and sets out a cool little playlist to kind of help you motivate.
You don't have to be able to put your leg behind your head on the first session then.
No, okay, not in the first session. And there's a whole bunch of other ones. There's ones geared for women. There's ones geared for people that are like into cycling, some even into boxing. It's a whole slew of them at our website. Let's see. We found that there's a pretty cool web extension called No Scary Parts that's for Chrome and Chromecast television that actually will fast forward past the scary scenes in Disney movies.
Now, what about your young ones? I know that they dig Disney movies. Are there any that you're reticent to show them? Because, like, I know Fantasia is one that could freak kids out, give them nightmares.
Yeah.
But the Beauty and the Beast has some axes involved. And
Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Fantasia, Frozen, and even Moana has some pretty violent... Once you're older, they're not really violent, but for a child trying to understand that you're not supposed to hurt people, it's a little bit more difficult.
Right.
So what it does is it will actually just skip past that particular part in the movie, and you can actually look on the little play line that in the areas that are purple are the areas that have been blocked out. They're hoping that the service can be a little bit more expanded, but right now it's just for Google Chromecast and for Google Chrome if you're watching Disney Plus on the web. And it's free, so you can get it.
We actually need it. We need that for newscasts.
You're kidding me.
Block out the scary parts of news.
Yeah. And then finally we learned what Harry Styles smells like. He smells like Tom Ford's Tobacco Vanille, which is a cologne.
Okay, here's the... Yeah, there's a real expensive cologne done by Tom Ford. I've never heard of it before, but it's Tobacco Vanille, not Vanilla, Vanille.
Mm.
But, and that's apparently Harry Styles' favorite cologne. How much does this stuff cost?
It's like... $240 for an ounce, and
okay, for an ounce of it. All right, but if you go to Target,
yeah, somebody figured out the scent of this particular candle, which is the cashmere vanilla, smells just like this cologne. And it caused a mad rush.
That's amazing.
People went and bought them. So they're sold out online. You can maybe find them in here or there in a Target store.
Really?
Yeah, but it's just kind of funny that this, you know, when we're talking about things that are in short supply, you know, such as asparagus being $6.38 a pound and
yeah.
No hand sanitizer, we find that there's runs on a candle that smells like Harry Styles. Target did say, by the way, that they're trying to re-engage their distributor to boost up production of the $7 candle so that you can smell like Harry Styles.
Yeah. I would double the price at least. Come on.
There you go. Profit on it. So there's our show for today. Monday, May 11th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, folks, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.